Sergeant Sump, how are you?
Good, and yourself, Mr. Conley?
Well, sir, I'm doing very, very well. Tell me about the Sheriff's Department, what's your assessment after the storm is done, what you saw, what you heard, and where we are now?
Well, the road conditions are in fairly good shape at this time there. The Road Commission did an excellent job with pre-planning ahead of time of getting the plows out and everything like that to get the roads in good working order for the morning commutes and that. Yesterday I worked the morning shift and that, and we had light traffic, and I think that was due to the surrounding businesses and schools and stuff being closed, so less people are out on the road. We had a few stranded motorists that were got to pretty easily and was able to help them out and get them on going and everything like that. Road conditions are a little icy and slippery this morning because of the cold weather and that. And so I believe the Road Commission will be out throwing some salt or some gravel, some dirt like that down to help with the morning commute and that. And as the day goes by, weather will start to warm up a little bit rather than this 5 degrees this morning, and that'll melt some things like that. So things should be good driving condition this morning.
All right, so you didn't have a lot of challenges with folks being stuck. Have you noticed, do you have any information about abandoned vehicles, people just leaving their cars there, wherever they happen to be?
No, actually, we only had a couple of cars yesterday that I observed that were out there where people had left the cars, and that we were able to get a hold of the owners of the vehicles, make sure they were okay, get a tow truck on its way or something like that, or make arrangements for them to get their vehicle back home or that, so that they didn't have any more problems.
Any accidents reported yesterday?
We had a couple of accidents during the day shift time frame. I don't know how it worked out for night shift on there, but I know day shift we had a couple of them. So, again, like I stated earlier, it was very good. I think the public did a great job with adhering to the emergency broadcast messages about staying home. Don't go out if you have to, and if you do, make sure you call ahead to see if things are closed or canceled. Give ample driving time to get to locations and that. So the public did an excellent job.
I know that the Eam County Road Commission is constantly out on the roads. Are you in contact with them when you come across roads that need plowed or need salt?
Yes. Yep. We have a line with them to call them and advise them when there's some serious conditions that they haven't already found themselves and that we've come across, and give them a heads up that some locations that need to be plowed or some salt or something put down or dirt and that.
And should folks have any types of challenges with their vehicles, or if they get stuck because of conditions, what do you suggest to those folks?
Well, like all law enforcement in these times of weather conditions and that, one thing you should have is a first aid kit, blanket, some type of radio communications in case your vehicle dies out, portable radios or cell phones, some snacks, some food supplies in there in case it's going to be a few hours to get a hold of somebody in that means in there, so that you can keep warm. The big thing is keeping warm in the cars and stuff like that. If you are stuck and your vehicle can run, they talk about shutting it off, turning it on, so you don't drain the batteries or the gas out of your vehicle and that, so you can keep yourself warm and everything like that. Keep away from frostbite and that. And then letting people, if you do have to go out, letting people know ahead of time where you're going, if you're going for a long trips or something like that, to make sure that some other family member or friend knows that you may be going on a long journey or something like that. So if they don't check in after a certain time, to give you a call and let you know what's going on.
And finally, Sergeant Sump, if people get stuck, if they get into a situation where they're in a snowbank or they have car challenges, is it appropriate, is it correct to call 911?
Yes. Yep, it is. It is correct on there, because especially if the weather conditions are extremely cold, I think tonight it's supposed to be below 0 degrees, and that if your vehicle gets stuck, call 911. That's the quickest way for them to get the sheriff's office to respond out to the rural roads and that in the county area.
All right, Sergeant Sump, thanks so much from the Eam County Sheriff's. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on, sir, this morning, and you have a good day.